sometimes life can get so dark, so bleak, so lonely, so hopeless that we get to thinking that tomorrow simply isn't worth living. But nothing could be further from the truth. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode, Afresh. I was showing some Canadian friends around my hometown of Sydney recently, and I took them to a picturesque spot up on the clifftop known as The Gap. It's the entry to Sydney Harbour, the Pacific Ocean on the one side, the city on the other. But it's also, tragically, a popular suicide spot. Many have jumped to their death there over the years. In fact, the average is about one suicide each week, 52 every year. While we were there, I noticed a bunch of dead flowers tied to the fence, obviously remembering someone who'd taken their life there recently. And as I stood there and mulled that over, I just felt God nudging me to share this one thing with you today. It doesn't matter how hard it gets. It doesn't matter how dark or bleak it seems. He is always, always in that place with you. Even when it feels like he isn't, he is. And where he is, there is always light. There is always hope. My friend, I have stood on the precipice of suicide. I almost took my own life. And out on that ledge, Jesus reached out and saved me. He is right here, right now with you. And when you cry out to him, he will lift you up out of the dark hole you're in. Psalm 40, verses 1 and 2. I called to the Lord, and he heard me. He heard my cries. He lifted me out of the grave. He lifted me from that muddy place. He picked me up, put me on solid ground, and kept my feet from slipping. That's God's word, fresh for you today. There is such powerful encouragement in the Word of God. Life-saving, life-changing encouragement. And I'd love to share that with you daily. You can receive this devotional in your inbox every day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.